Blog Talk Radio.
Father in the heaven, can I thank you for your love?
What you've done for me, how you hung up on the cross and shed your blood for me. And no one could tell me, Father, you ain't real, 'cause you're the only one that ever answered my appeal and let me out of a sentence of death. That's why I will praise you, Lord, till my last breath. I owe my life to you, 'cause you gave me everything, and I will serve you with my strength and bow before my King.
The magic man break down like this to let the Lord know how much I appreciate the things he did. Ever since I was young, he held my hand and held me right, guided me through all the good things in life. You know that's right, so I get down on my knees today and say with BLVD, Lord, muchas gracias for being there for me. The longest days, the darkest nights, no matter what happened in my life, I felt that you was always in my heart and on my side.
Welcome to Versatile Radio, everybody. You're right here with the Versatile crew. This is Mary, Eric, and Carlos. What's up, you guys?
Yes.
How was your week?
Yes, it's a return.
Not bad. Not bad at all. How about you?
Very, very good.
How are you guys doing?
All right, how are you doing out there, Carlos?
I'm doing cool. I'm just chilling. You know how I do. Same thing, different day.
Yeah. All right, well, we guys want to announce that we got a really good show tonight. Not only is it Throwback Thursday right here, but we got quite a few special guests that are going to be calling in and making some announcements for their organization and their ministry. If any of you that are listening out there, you want to grab a hold of your teenagers or you know, your adolescents and get them to kind of listen in, because there's some good stuff ahead. Yeah, is there anything else you guys want to kind of announce? Anything going on, Eric, right here in Riverside?
Riverside. Well, there's a show. Well, come up in May 3rd. Cali G is having a show out there at the Vibe in Riverside.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think, but, actually, wait, was it the 3rd? I think I posted the flyer on that, correct?
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, that'll be in May,
all right,
May
we'll be,
3rd.
We're going to continue promoting that event there, because he is going to be a special guest right here on Versatile Radio. Right now, we are just going to keep the music coming with the throwback, and we'll be right back at Versatile Radio and our special guest. Thank you.
A special request. Playing your favorite. Around us. Planet. Only on. Versatile Radio. Thank you.
a special request. Play in your favorite around the planet. Only on Versatile Radio.
Gonzalez, East Coast, to the West, on Versatile Radio.
I could go back to Fire, 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 fire Let's go. Let's go. Philip Anthony. Philip Anthony. Philip Anthony. Anthony.
What's up,
yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Versatile Radio. What's up, Barry? What's up, Mary? We got a, I see we got a few guests on the line here.
Yeah, we do. We do. We got, let's see, we got Danielle. Danielle, you tell us what your part is and is your outreach in the ministry. Are you a youth leader?
Yes, I'm one of the main youth leaders in Victory Outreach Riverside. I'm the main gang girl leader.
So, gang girl leader. Now, let's tell everybody what do the gang girls stand for in Victory Outreach? What does G-A-N-G for Victory Outreach stand for?
G-A-N-G is an acronym for God's Anointed Now Generation. And basically, that sums it all up. And basically, it's a phrase catcher, because when people see gang, they want to know, like, what's that about? But when you tell them that it's God's Anointed Now Generation, now you're taking it a step further, and then they, you know, it kind of, like, grabs everyone's attention.
For sure, for sure. We have another caller on the line. She's helping me co-host this show with you guys. Her name is Bernadette. And then we also have one of your youth members that we have on hold right now in the chat room. So first and foremost, I'm going to go ahead and announce that we are opening our chat room right now. And if anybody's listening, you guys could call in if you guys either want to ask these girls questions, if you need prayer or just whatever. You know, if you got a request, go ahead and get at us. Phone line is 347-215-7698, and the chat room is open. Bernadette, want to say hello?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Bernadette? How are you?
What's up, Bernadette?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, let's help her out, you guys. She seems a little bit radio shy right now.
It's okay. Well, so, hey, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're representing, Ms. Bernadette? So, you know, tell us a little bit more about that.
As for me, I started, the first Smith church I went to was Victory Outreach Riverside. What I feel, I haven't really found a church of my own, but what I feel I represent from coming up from the street, from being on drugs, on dope since I was 14 years old. Now, I came back to my kids. I'm trying to raise them, take them to church, show them while I'm learning with them as well. Being a single mom.
Where'd you grow up at? I'm sorry.
I grew up in LA. I was born in East LA.
Okay.
All right.
And what do you have like some kind of a turning point in your life that made you kind of look at what you were doing and you decided to reach out to God?
The turning point in my life was really I got my kids taken away. Everybody that I ever loved didn't want anything to do with me no more. I had so much hate and anger in my heart for basically the world, for everybody. I didn't even feel love when I was around my kids. It got so bad that I just hated everybody and everything, and I was in the street. Up and down, selling dope, doing dope, and that was, I was actually ready to die. Like, that was it for me, but just something started touching me, and there's no doubt that it was God, because at the time when I started coming to God, there was nobody else in my life to guide me. Everybody I know does dope, is in the dope game, or some way or another. So I had nobody, but yet something pulled me off the street and brought me back to my kids.
All right. Wow. Now let's, thank you for sharing that. We're going to actually get a little bit more into your testimony, Bern. But as for now, we're going to go back to Danielle. Danny.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now let's go ahead and let's tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Victory Outreach and when you got saved.
Amen. My name's Danny. Everybody calls me Danny Girl in my church. I actually I grew up in Victory Outreach Riverside since the age of six. I'm 27 now. And so I'm a church kid. You know, I grew up in the church. But towards high school, I wasn't really feeling church no more. I wasn't interested anymore. The world was more appealing to me. And I had grew up with that mentality that everybody was looking at me to do the right thing and to make the right decision. And for a young person, that was a lot of pressure. And so I didn't want to deal with that no more. So I went into the world, and my choice, you know, everybody has their own addictions that they struggle with and whatnot. But my choice, and I call it my choice of drugs, was just looking for love in all the wrong places, because even that became an addiction in my life. Like, I was craving love and attention, and because my heart was hurt, you know, and I was needing something. I felt that emptiness inside of my heart. And but anyways, when I had hit rock bottom, I was 18 years old when I had hit rock bottom. And, you know, just like Bernadette was sharing that, you know, she wanted to die. You know, that was my rock bottom, when I didn't find no purpose in living anymore. And there was no joy in any day. There was no happiness. There was nothing. Like, life was nothing to me anymore. And I wanted to die. Like, I craved death. And until one day, you know, God opened my heart again, and I felt His presence. Like you were sharing earlier, you know, you just felt something tugging at your heart. And it's undeniable that it's the Holy Spirit, you know. And He told me that He still had a plan and purpose in my life, and that He had called and chosen me to do a work for Him. And this is where I find myself now. I've been saved for about 8 years now. And I find myself now, you know, serving God, serving, you know, the ministry that I'm a part of. But ultimately, I serve gang girls, and I love to disciple, and I love to reach out to young girls that were just like me, you know, or, you know, they're lost in the world, you know. So that's what I do now, and I devote all my time to my church. You know, I live for God, and I live for what I do in my church, and I live for gang girl ministry.
That's right, mija. I love it. I have to, before I actually forget, and I know you guys don't have a lot of time, just real quick before we go into Rosalind's testimony and we bring her live, I know that you kind of basically wanted to, you know, get on the show and get this promoted out to the world. We're Versatile Radio. That's what we do, reach out to the world, and we're nationwide. We're in different countries and all that. But yeah. Now, your testimony and Bernadette's testimony, you guys have come out of the lifestyle of, I mean, not so much as Bernadette, the drug thing or whatever, but for the ones that feel that they're happy, that life is okay, they wake up in the morning and it seems like there's nothing missing, you know, when maybe nobody knows that there is, but... do you have a message for those young ladies that think that everything's okay? Like, you know, or, you know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what? I was kind of like that too, you know, because when I backslid and I wasn't serving God anymore, I would wake up, and at first it was okay. Like, I didn't have a care in the world. If anything, I felt like there was no, like, rules to live by, or that I had to be godly or anything like that. I didn't feel that pressure no more. But it wasn't until I started waking up every morning and, like, I didn't even want to get out of my bed anymore. And it was because there was no denying that there was something missing. But like you were saying, girls that feel like there's nothing wrong, those are the ones that are really, the devil really has a blinder over their eyes and over their heart.
Sure.
Because now the devil, you know, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he wants nothing more to destroy our generation, you know, and you know, deceive our generation and make it seem that the world is the friend, you know, the world is the more appealing thing, the world is the one that's going to satisfy your soul. But ultimately,
right.
you know, that all comes down, it comes all to an end. You know that song, like, what are you going to do when the party's over? Like, it's all,
yeah, yeah.
That's what it's about,
all
because
right.
what are we going to do when we're, like, 40 years old and we're still doing the same thing that we were doing when we were 20? Like, you know, like,
right.
there's more to life. And now I'm like, I'm glad that the Holy Spirit grabbed me when he did, you know, at a young age, at 18 years old. And I could have been serving him all my life, but, you know, I chose
mm-hmm.
not to. But he grabbed me at 18 and still said, you know, I have something special
mm-hmm.
for you. Your plans
right.
are my plans. And my plans are bigger and greater than you can imagine, you know. So
right. Now, was there prayer over your life during your youth? Like, was somebody praying for you that was close to you?
Yeah, my grandma, she's one of the prayer intercessors in our church, and
okay.
she would tell my mom all the time. She would be like, "You should make Danny come to church. Like, she's only 16. You should make her come." And my mom was like, "No, I don't want to pressure her. I don't want to push her away." And my grandma was like, "You know what? That's fine." She goes, "I'm just gonna cover her in prayer," and she
That's
did
right.
for 3 years. For 3 years, she covered me in prayer, and her main prayer was, "God, arrest my granddaughter in the spirit, like, arrest her in the
mm-hmm.
spirit, that she would surrender to you and to your will, and that you would minister to her heart." And Sharon,
wow.
you know, it
That's
took 3 years.
That's exactly what he did, huh?
Yes, he arrested me in the spirit, and like I said, you know, there was no denying that it was God, you know? There's
right.
no denying
that's
that peace
that's just
and
awesome.
That love. Yeah, yeah.
Now, Bernadette, do you want to elaborate on that as far as any type of message you would like to give out to anybody out there that might be listening, that young women that feel like there's nothing wrong, you know?
Now, Mary,
well,
I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt.
Go ahead, Carlos.
Can I ask you?
That's okay.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to know what the meaning of nothing's wrong. Like is that because they're like doing bad, or is that because
No. That's okay. Now, Danny, let me just mind you, and no offense, Carlos. Carlos is you know, he's I don't know what to call. He has no religion. Okay. He's
okay.
This is, you know, one of my main co-hosts, and you know, he has, you know, been involved in a few of the shows that we have had where we've had ministers, pastors, you know, and he just he's curious. Okay, is the reason he's asking
yeah.
is number one.
I'm not religious. I don't believe in the Bible.
Right.
I think it's a
right.
good book, but I don't believe it in it.
Okay.
Do you want to answer that for him, Daniel?
You mean as far as what, like, nothing being wrong?
Yeah,
what
I just want to know what that means. Like there's nothing wrong, like girls out there or people, period.
Well, okay. For example, like I was saying, like with me, like when I decided that church wasn't for me no more, I didn't think that there was nothing wrong with that. And even though all my life I had grown up believing in God and all that, I still believed in God, but it wasn't important to me anymore. And I didn't feel that what I was doing was a wrong thing, like denying who I was as a Christian. I denied it. I didn't care because it wasn't important to me anymore. But so, you know, I would go about my day with the knowledge of knowing that I had grown up being a Christian, but it didn't bother me that I wasn't anymore. You understand? Like it wasn't important to me anymore. And so I didn't feel nothing wrong with that. So when I would, you know, be doing my thing and being with this person and being with that person, it didn't bother me because the Holy Spirit, I didn't feel the Holy Spirit anymore. And so, like, conviction, or I didn't feel like it was wrong. So, you know, it was a good run that I had, that I didn't feel like nothing was wrong. But until I started getting depressed and, you know, with myself and the condition that I was living in, then did I, you know, feel like, man, like, there's something missing from my life, and there's something really wrong here. At first, I didn't feel like that. But then, you know, towards the end, I started feeling like, man, is this why I was born, to be depressed, to feel like suicidal? No, there has to be something other than this feeling, you know? But I don't know. I hope I answered your question.
No, I kind of get what you're saying. Like you know, you were doing things that were like in your mind seeming like, you know, like you were saying you'd be, you know, different people. But I mean, like your personal life, you went to school and you did good in school and everything. Like, did you go about hurting people and stuff, or how did you live your life before?
Can I just interrupt right quick? I'm gonna let you answer that, but just because only I just something told me to say this, Carlos. Bottom line, you know, I'm directing this to you. Bottom line, I know, you know, you're not a Christian in that, and you and I, we will never get into any type of debate over it. It's just, there's a lot of people praying for you, Carlos. You know, there's nothing wrong with you, okay? Everything happens for a reason. But bottom line, I mean, this is not our final destination. There is a heaven and there is a hell. So, you know, basically, just keep that in mind, okay? And then we'll touch down on what the questions that you do have. You know, we're going to be having Victory Outreach on our show, hopefully once a week. You know, we are trying to set that up. So, you know, hopefully we get some of the guys up in here and they'll be able to minister, you know, or speak with people that are kind of like you. You know, there's a lot of them that have questions like that. Okay?
Cool. I didn't mean to insult anybody. I'm just like, you know.
No,
just
never.
Curious about it, and I apologize for that. Because I know it's subject to people's personal stuff, you know.
You know, Carlos, I love the fact that you're so open, and that's what I've always told you and Eric to be, just open, you know. So I'm sure Danny's not offended by it. You know, I absolutely am not offended by it. So, you know, like I said, you know. But, you know, thank you for trying to answer that for him, Danny.
Yeah, thank you.
And too, like what you were saying, like I lived every day. I lived a normal life. Like I went to school. You know, I got good grades. I did my homework. You know, things like that. I wasn't out running the streets. I wasn't doing anything. You know, breaking the law or anything like that. And but in my mind, I still knew that there was something that I still wasn't doing right. And, you know, like I said, I was, you know, I was looking for love in all the wrong places. I mean, I was going about life as normal in a sense, but there was still like that hidden sin in my life, you know, and that was the thing that ultimately brought me to my breaking point with suicide, like attempting suicide and failing, you know, and even in that, like what Mary was saying, that everything happens for a reason. There was a reason why God let me survive my attempt. You know, a lot of people, when they attempt suicide, man, they're gung-ho, and they'll do crazy things. You know, for me, you know, I chose to take pills, you know, but there's a reason why God spared me, you know, and I didn't die, you know, and it's because, like I said, his plan was greater, but yeah, you can go on living a life that we think is normal, but I want to tell you one thing, Carlos, is that God didn't create me to be normal, nor did he create you to be normal. He created us to be extraordinary people. And I, like, as a Christian now, I choose to be extraordinary for God. I don't want to be a normal person, because if I was normal, then I would just be like everybody else. And I choose not to be. I choose to be who God called me to be. And so, no,
that's
take
a beautiful thing.
But that's my heart.
Thing. Now, I just want to say one thing. I'm sorry. I just want to say one thing. This is like the thing that you have a lot of passion, and that's beautiful. It changed you. That's wonderful, you know. But like, also, we got to think about like what's gonna happen in the future if we continue to live our lives the way we are, not caring about where we are now. Like with climate change, there's a lot of people that don't know what's going on, that how far ahead we are, and in the next 50 years, it's going to be like a shortage of water, a shortage of oil. I would love if a generation put that passion into changing the world, into not letting it go to where it's headed.
Okay, Carlos, we're gonna. That's. I love. I see his mentality. He gets really deep into it, Danny. And that's gonna be. We're gonna have another show real soon, and get some of the guys on here. Because he has so many. Do you understand? Now, Bernadette, are you there, Bernadette? Is there anything that you want to elaborate on? Anything that's been said since the beginning of the show till now? We still got Rosalind to bring on. So is there? I mean, do you want to say anything to Carlos, right quick? Bernadette.
Yeah,
all right. Well, check this out. Danny, I have a surprise for you. We have Mr. Eddie Fisher on the line. What's up, Pops?
What's up, Mary? How you doing?
Danny?
What's up, girl?
Victory
Alex. How you doing, Mr. Fisher?
Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah,
we have, I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know. I think we're having some audio problems with him. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and we're going to bring Rosalind. We're going to bring Rosalind live right now. Right after this song, we'll be right back. Versatile Radio.
Versatile.
What you seek?
Pastor Sal Perez. Anybody that's an Art Laveau fan, you guys can hear him on the Art Laveau show almost every day. Mr. Art Laveau bumps his music. The Angel Baby show on 88.3. That's Pastor Sal out of Tucson, Arizona. He's also a member of the Victory Outreach ministry. Danny, can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
with us.
Okay.
All right, cool. Now let's go ahead and well, actually, we got Mr. Fisher back on the line. I want to kind of, introduce to anybody, any of the listeners that are new listeners that are just tuning in to Versatile Radio. Mr. Fisher is part of Versatile Radio TC Productions. That is my father. My family has been a part of the Victory Outreach family for years. And, my pops is just calling in for support. Danny, I believe, was pretty young, correct, Pops, as far as you can remember when in the church?
What's up, Danny girl?
Hi, Pastor Eddie.
How you doing? All right. Well, I hear you're changing the kingdom, huh?
I'm trying, Pastor. I'm trying to change the kingdom for Jesus. Come on.
So you're on the right track. I caught the tail end of that little conversation that was going on. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the idea that we are going to change the world, girl.
Yes,
we are. One soul at a time. We're going to grow
yes.
the kingdom. We're going to take the city. We're going to take the state. We're going to take the country. And we're going to take the world for Jesus. Is that right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. That's
amen.
Right.
Listen, real quick, I want you to tell everybody how you know Danny and what you remember about her as far as being in the ministry.
Well, I just think a little young girl there. I've been involved in Victory. I was involved with Victory Outreach for about 24 years. I'm grateful right now because we got our own ministry now. But I seen her as a young girl coming into the ministry and just in the beginning kind of raising a little havoc, you know, giving her mom gray hair. So finally got a hold of her and turned her around, and she went to the UT Center, and I just seen such a growth in her life, and I see her on Facebook now just doing the work for God. I just, you know, just so amazed at what God can do. Not really, because I see him doing it time and time and time again. I see God saving people, restoring them, and setting them free. And not only that, but he was able to keep it for me and Danny. So, well, I'm just so proud of her now that she's back investing in the young people. And God knows that, you know, that this world is going to hell in a handbasket, but there's people like Danny that are going to stay strong and just continue to move forward and do a work for God that she needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she has a grateful heart. Helping the pastor there grow that church and the Victory Outreach Riverside too. So I'm so proud of her. That's why I'm calling in, just to support her and tell her how much I appreciate her and how proud I am of you, Danny girl.
Most definitely. Amen, Pops. And one more thing. We got my homegirl, Bernadette's on the line. She called in to support us also. And let's tell everybody right quick, because like I said, once again, we are going to bring Rosalind live in just a second. Bernadette, I'm going to go ahead and let you tell it, Pops, how you connected to Bernadette, how you know Bernadette, and how far you've seen her come since the short time that you've known her.
Is Bernadette on the air also?
Hi, Eddie. Hi, Pastor Eddie.
Hi, Mia. How are you?
It's been a long time. I miss you guys.
Well, I've seen Mary's been a friend of Bernadette for a while, and she called me and my wife, Martha, and told us that there was a girl that needed help and needed to go into the home. And lo and behold, we took her to about two or three homes.
I was hard-headed.
Some should stay a couple of hours, some should stay a couple of days, you know, but in the long run, good run with the bar. Sometimes God has to break our legs to keep us where we need to be so that we can he can do what he needs to do. I'm truly, truly in the day. Like, I just see how God has turned her life around, and everything that's coming out of her mouth and everything that she's doing right now is nothing but positive. I see her relationship and giving her kids back, and I just, you know, I don't know if her dad's on the line and listening, but, you know, God bless you, brother, because you've done what you're supposed to do, man, and now you're reaping the blessings of your work and your prayers, you know. And if God is faithful, even when we're not, God is. You just hang on. You talk about being miserable without God, and that's where we are. You know? That's where we are without God. We all know that.
Right. Danny was saying, I gotta go there, Pops. I gotta interrupt you. People like Carlos that are not miserable, and he's cool. What would you say about that? I'm gonna go there.
No,
I don't want to say anything. I'm very happy, you know.
Why are you throwing
that? I'm pretty happy. I mean,
I just had to. That's an opportunity right there.
Yeah, but I never said nothing about Carlos being miserable.
I'm sorry, you missed the first part. I lost you for a minute there. I didn't hear. That's okay. You missed the first part of the show, Pops, right before you tuned in. We were trying to answer one of Carlos's questions, which was something I had asked Danny about the people that feel that everything is okay and that, you know, that are not Christians and that are not saved. And, you know, Carlos, I believe, is one of those.
That is happy without Christ.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, I'm pretty happy. I'm more worried about what's happening to the earth right now, climate change and all that. I'm more worried about that than what's going to happen to me when I die, you know. There's so much stuff going on that people don't know about, like there's a drought. There's, like, in about 25 years, there's going to be a total collapse of governments because there's going to be, like, just a total shutdown because there's going to be no more water. But it's going to get to where there's water is costing more than gas. And people are going to be killing each other for water because you can't live without water, and people are going to go back to animal instincts. So it's going to
right.
There's
and
just
that,
a lot of things.
That, and once again,
and I think
everybody,
that's
a whole
other
show.
About, you know?
I love him.
I'm worried about that,
but,
you know?
Yeah.
Carlos, have you read the Bible at all? Any part of it?
Yeah, I've read it.
What do you think?
I respect the Bible. You know, I'm sorry.
No, I said, what do you think about what you read?
I think it's full of, inspiring things, you know, things that inspire you. And you know, I feel that people have grown too close to it and made it, you know, too much of just worrying about that. And it's like everything else around is not really worried about, you know.
Do you believe that the Bible was written by God? Well, it was written
no,
by man.
No, I believe it was written. I think it was written by man.
All right, let me just stop. Can I stop it right there? And Pops, keep that in mind. Carlos, keep that in mind. And like I said, it's going to be a whole nother show. I'm still praying and trusting in God that He is going to bring me somebody on the show or you know, into Carlos's path that's going to you know, with not only prayer and faith. Mr. Trejos has done a lot of prison time and he's read a lot of books. He's set in his ways as far as his beliefs in that. And Pops, you know, definitely I know you're going to be a part of that show. Just because the girls don't have that much time left, we got Rosalind that's been waiting. She's been on the line. And we are going to go ahead and let Danny introduce her now. Rosalind, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, okay. Danny, let's tell everybody who Rosalind is.
Amen. Rosalind, actually, she's been around since, when I was in middle school. and we used to have Bible study at her house and all kinds of different things. But now, now Rosalind helps me, and she at one time she was a lost young girl herself. And but you know, God grabbed a hold of her life at a young age, and God uses her tremendously in our church. And she has a beautiful family and an awesome husband, and they do ministry together. And I'm proud to say that, you know, Rosalind is like, she's like my back-to-back partner right now in the Gang Girl ministry. But she's awesome, and everything that she does, you know, it's with excellence, and she does it unto the Lord. And so
all right.
Yeah, she's very
awesome.
How long
has Rosalind been a part of the ministry? Why don't you answer that, Rosalind?
Yeah.
This June will be 13 years that I've been saved.
All right. That's a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Danny.
No, I was just going to say that it's kind of ironic how things worked out concerning Rosalind and I, because, you know, she used to open up her house for our youth Bible studies, you know, and I was like a little, you know, eighth grader going to her house and being a part of, you know, the Bible study that took place at her house. And, you know, even though I fell off the mat for a little bit, you know, Rosalind stayed going strong and in the things of God, and she just stayed plugged in, and no matter what adversities came her way, it makes me emotional because she stayed faithful to God, and no matter what came her way. And when I came back into the things of God, she was still there thriving and striving to be a woman of God. And I see her now, and, you know, we're peers now, you know, we're co-laborers in the things of God. And her testimony is beautiful, and like I said, her faithfulness to the Lord is awesome, and I couldn't think of anybody better to share their testimony than, you know, than Rosalind.
All right. Rosalind, let's go ahead and have you introduce yourself, where you grew up at, and go ahead and start your testimony off with that.
My name's Rosalind, and I was originally born, well, I grew up in Orange County, but when I was 15 years old, we moved to Riverside, and I was kind of the new kid on the block, so I didn't have much friends, so I kind of just hanging out with my older sister, and she was several years older than me, so she would, you know, party, and I would go party with her and all the older friends, and so, you know, I just kind of started to try that route, and I, you know, was doing that in school, just, you know, the whole... I was never addicted. I was never a drug addict, but I did, you know, try the party scene, and I did things like that. And I was just so, you know, at a young age, I got saved when I was almost 18 years old, and I was just already so done, you know, just so tired of, you know, partying and, you know, trying to find, you know, Mr. Right and just all of that stuff that the whole lifestyle brings. And it was 1 year at a youth convention. I just decided to go because my mom has always been in church, and I would go, you know, occasionally, and not really, you know, it wasn't really my thing. I went more to please her. And so 1 year I just went, you know, and I just didn't even know what to expect when I went. I just went, and, you know, God just really touched my life. Like, I had never felt that kind of love before, the peace that came, you know, just when I surrendered to Him. And it was just, you know, everything that I had been looking for that I wasn't able to find, you know, all the other places I had looked for it. And I just, you know, I'm really grateful for that because it's like, you know, no matter what I go through, it's like I can't picture myself going back to, you know, that lifestyle. Or even if I didn't go back to drugs, even if I just try to, you know, be a housewife and just, you know, not drink and not do, you know, social drinking or recreational drugs, whatever the term you want to use.
The normal thing we were talking about?
Yeah, exactly. What you would call is the normal, you know, lifestyle, you know, going to the bar on Friday and, you know, whatever just, you know, whatever
right.
is the world says, you know, is, you know, not bad, as Danny would say. You know, mm-hmm. I just couldn't see myself living like that, and I just couldn't see myself with my children, you know, showing them that type of, you know, mother. And, you know, it's just, even on my worst day in Christianity, you know, at least I have God, and I can have a peace knowing that, you know, God will never leave me or forsake me. And, you know, I may not know everything, but that at the end of the day that God, you know, God holds me in the palm of his hand, and, you know, that's more than enough for me and my family.
Okay. Now, what are some of the highlights as far as your struggle not being saved?
Well, I was just broken. I grew up without a dad. My dad died when I was about 5 or 6 years old, and so it was kind of like my husband would say, I always had daddy issues. You know, so, okay. You know, that was one of the things. I just, you know, I, you know, liked the guys, you know, not too much, but, you know, you're in high school and, you know, you're just looking for love. And so I was never had a really a close relationship with my mother. You know, she wasn't a bad mother. It's just, you know, I just didn't have a relationship with her. And so it was just, you know, I would always want to be with my friends. And it was just, you know, I was just broken and I was just so miserable, you know, just wanting to find acceptance, wanting to find, you know, love and comfort and just, you know, the indescribable peace that you find in God that, you know, it's really, when you don't know what you're looking for, it's kind of hard to say you're looking for it because you really don't even know what it is you're looking for. That's why you're trying everything that you're trying because you're looking for something, but you don't know what it is. And so it's like, finally, I said, you know, I have nothing to lose but to try, to, you know, to try God. What's the worst that's going to happen is I'm going to end up right where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just was open. I just tried it. I went with the open spirit, and, you know, I just knew that I wanted something else. And, you know, God met me, and he was so faithful, and he just, you know, like I said, gave me a love that, you know, I had never experienced, a love that, you know, I can't even describe because it's just, you know, unless you really have it, then you're able to identify, well, you know, with what I'm talking about. But it's just, you know, it's just peace and joy and comfort, you know, even when my own wisdom and my own understanding and I can't find it in the textbooks or, you know, my, you know, whoever I'm looking for the answers to doesn't have it, I know that God has it. And, you know, that's it, really.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, now, did you get married in the ministry, or did you meet your husband after you became a member of Victory Outreach or got saved?
Well, yeah, I kind of met my husband kind of before I was saved. That's kind of one of the reasons why I started going to church a little bit was because I had met my husband. And so, I was more interested in church, I should say. I knew he was coming to church. So I did get saved, you know, kind of in the process. It's kind of weird. We were talking about it earlier. In the process of meeting him, you know, God saved me along the way. My husband grew up in the ministry. He was, like, since he was 1 or 2 years old. So, you know, God knew what he was doing when God, you know, brought him, because he was in the East Coast. God brought him back, you know, and then I was like, I started seeing him around, so I said, I want to go to church more, you know, to see him. And then we started, you know, talking, and then in that process, I ended up, you know, going to the youth convention that I was sharing about earlier and, you know, getting saved. So even in that, God, you know, God knew what it was going to take, but, you know, God could use anything, and he...
Definitely. All right. Well, you know, thank you for sharing that with us, your testimony. I know, you know, you probably have a lot more in this whole interview, and you guys coming on the show was kind of a last minute thing as far as the decision and it happening today. We have something that we actually want to promote here at Versatile Radio for Victory Outreach in the Gang. We're going to go ahead and have you guys announce that right after this. We'll be right back, Versatile Radio.
I wanna close my eyes. his child is harmed and died just to prove his love. Now it's him I trust with all of my heart. He lifted me up and put my feet up on a rock, and now I just can't stop lifting up his name. Man, I never been the same since he passed my way. But when he raised the poor, and now here comes the thunder. Sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep on going under. My brother, if you hear me, let me know that you're there. My sisters, if you feel me, put my name in your prayers. Cause there's a demon on my tail, and I just can't shake it. If I can hit one more time, I don't know if I could make it. But I take it like a man, dust off my pants and move forward. I'm not a quitter, I thought I told you I'm a soldier. Gotta hold your salvation with the strength of the Lord. We came too far to give up.
Hello, people.
How are we doing out there? We're getting it together.
Soul searching.
Drank and crank, got me crooked and twisted. So God, can you fix me? Bible says you confess your sins, you be set free. Well, here's my confession.
Ain't no need for mic checking in the studio session. This here is my confession. So Lord, are you listening? Depression got me stressing, heading right for the bottom. Not to mention my obsession with the dank and the powder. This is my darkest hour, death may come any minute. I'm tired of how I'm living, so forgive me for my sinning. A knowing situation, occupation be a thug. Pistol packing, pants are sagging, show my enemies no love. We from them SJ cuts, you know them deep dark dungeons. Incarcerated with my partners, enemies, uncles and cousins. Thought I was in the faction, with this game and the struggle. Getting in and out of trouble, trying to make my money bubble. The concrete jungle, shark tank to my folks. Where you'll get eaten alive, these streets ain't no joke. Drank, dank, and crank, yo, has got the best of me. But I gotta break these chains, so Lord, set me free.
Drank, dank, and crank, got me doing things, man, I just can't think. Drank, dank, and crank, has got the best of me, so Lord, set me free. Drank, dank, and crank, got me doing things, man, I just can't think. Drank, dank, and crank, has got the best of me, so Lord, set me free.
Ain't no AA, no 12 steps, no counseling gonna help me. By the time I was 17, I was labeled as an alkie. And when I turned 18, I got my license to drive. And when I was 19, I got my first DUI. Drunk in fights, blacked out nights. In street life, you die much quicker. Drunk in lies, mama cried.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back to Versatile Radio. Can you guys hear me okay? We had some issues with the microphone, I guess. All right, great, great. Like I was saying, Bernadette, can you hear me okay, Bern?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, awesome. Is there anything that you want to elaborate on with the girls?
Actually, I feel like I have something on my heart to say to the guy that was on the phone. I forgot his name. Sorry.
Carlos.
Carlos.
Okay, well, we could do that. We're going to go ahead. We will do that right after. Just hang tight. We're going to let Gianni announce a few things involving Victory Outreach, the ministry, and what's ahead. Go ahead, Gianni.
And then, well, for starters, we have our services. It's okay to announce our services, right?
Definitely, everything.
Okay, we have our Sunday morning worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. and the address is 1760 North Chicago Avenue, Suite L4 in Riverside, California, zip code 92507, and our phone number is 951-684-7771. We also have a men's recovery home, which is free of charge. All you have to do is call our church office, same number, and you have somebody who needs to go to a men's home, get recovery, whatever they need to do, they can go into our men's home for free. Also, we have our midweek services on Wednesday at 7 p.m., the same address. We have our God's Anointed, God Generation Youth Services every Friday at 7 p.m., and we also have junior high services for any junior hires on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And I believe that's it. We also have Bible studies throughout the city of Riverside. And for more information on that, you can call 951-684-7771. We have an upcoming event called Girl Talk And this is a campaign, a new campaign that we are starting. It's a purity campaign, but we're focusing more towards young girls that don't attend church. And so we're going to be starting this new campaign called Girl Talk, and it's more talking about it's more like an abstinence campaign. We want to teach, you know, girls that there's a reason that we can stay abstinent. Man, I don't know how else to say it. We could stay pure. But we're going to be having these gatherings. We're going to start at April 21st. That's going to be our first gathering at our church at 6 p.m. And then our second gathering will be April 28th at Ridge Riverside at 6 p.m. Our gatherings, they're free of charge and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to be taking a trip to San Diego, to Victory Outreach San Diego, May 3rd. And all the girls that were a part of Girl Talk are going to be able to make a vow unto the Lord to stay pure until the day of marriage. And so it's going to be an awesome time.
That's right.
And it's all free of charge. And we're going to be discussing topics, that young girls might have, young girls, young ladies, high school, junior high, young adult, that might have questions about, like, how do you stay pure? How do you keep abstinence? Like, there's a lot of questions that may concern that, and so we're going to be touching on all those topics at our Girl Talk. And we have Facebook pages for our gang, for God's Anointing Now Generation. Our Facebook page is BO Riverside Gang, and also Victory Outreach Riverside is our main church page. So our image is on there, everything for Girl Talk. And for more information, we'll probably be on more with you, Mary. So
most definitely. We will be promoting the flyers, the address, the phone numbers. Everything's going to be on the flyers. So anybody that's a part of the Victory Outreach, any of the pages or the groups, you guys will be able to see that on the flyers. Anybody that can miss it or aren't able to see any of my posts or the groups or my co-host posts, you're feel more than welcome to get a hold of me on my page. We do have three apps now available for your iPhones and your iPads and your Android phone. So you guys just get on my page. You can just go ahead and click on that link. It'll take you to the download. You'll be able to listen to Versatile Radio live on your phones or any of our prior episodes. If anybody's listening live now, you will be able to listen to this episode, or if you want to share it, it does turn into an archive and slash podcast. So you can hear this episode on iTunes, which is available, to anybody. And that's pretty much it. We look forward to you doing the collab with Victory Outreach of Riverside. Danny, I want to tell you, I want to thank you. We got Mr. Fisher and his wife, Martha Fisher. They're live right now also. And I'm going to go ahead and have them just, say goodbye to you guys. And say goodbye, Danny, and, say a little bit, a little prayer and blessing for you. Go ahead, Mom and Dad. Are you there?
Daddy.
Hello, Mr. Hello. All right.
Hello.
So,
Danny.
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna go ahead. I guess we're having some issues with the mics or whatever. But, once again, we thank you right here for Victory Outreach. We also, this is going to be our one-year anniversary coming up, so we're going to have a lot of the artists that we have had on our show be a part of one big show, which is going to be, included in quite a few artists that have been guests here at Versatile Radio. Danny, in case I don't know if you've been able to get into the archives, but we have had several Christian artists on the show also. Let me check back with Mr. Fisher.
What's up, man?
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and tell Danny goodbye and send her off with her blessings and thank her for being on Versatile Radio tonight.
All right. Listen, we just enjoyed having you guys on the Versatile, and it was good to hear Rosalyn. Hi, Rosalyn. Are you still there?
Yeah, she has to.
Okay, well, it's good to hear what I've been through, and same as that. You just continue to go forward and just keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing the right things, man. You're doing the right things. You're on the right track, and God's going to honor and he's going to bless that. So I just ask you right now, Father, for a double portion of your anointing on these girls, Father God. You've stirred their hearts, Father God, to do a work for you, God, to go out there and minister to the brokenhearted, Lord God. I thank you for, God, that they yielded themselves to you, Lord God, and able to turn their lives around, God, now, and able to help other people, God, and other girls, God, they're in similar situations, and that's what you do best, Lord. I just pray right now, Father God, that you give them wisdom, Father God, in which direction to say and how to minister, Lord Jesus, God. Only you, through your Holy Spirit, Father, was able to do it, like, Lord God. And we just thank you. We give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord, for only you are worthy to be praised, Lord. And we just give you all the honor, God, in Jesus' name. And just thank you for your faithfulness to the ministry and just to move forward. Hey, Dan, go. Say hi to your family for me, right? God bless you.
I will, Pastor Eddie. Love you guys.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Danny, we got just one more caller on the line here. This is Ariana. She's actually one of the Fisher family members here, and she's actually attended Victory Outreach for several years and was a part of the youth group. Ariana, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
All right. Yeah, I know you missed probably a good portion of the show, but you can listen to the archive. I don't know if you know Danny from maybe youth or whatever, but is there anything you want to kind of say right quick, Ariana, to Danny girl?
I guess in my heart, I just want to say that I just want to encourage all the girls out there listening that they would just remember that Jesus loves them no matter what, and I pray grace over their life, that any struggles they have, that they remember that life's not about what we do right or what we do wrong. It's about what Jesus did, and we can go to bed, we can wake up knowing it's about what Jesus did and our relationship with him, and to live in joy and peace.
Right. Amen. All right, Danny, we thank you once again, Versatile Radio. I'll be speaking with you guys mañana, and you have a blessed night, okay?
You too. You guys too. We love you guys. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. We'll be right back. Versatile Radio, we'll be right back with Bernadette.
You learned the next thing was coming. Pop, what's the sound? Either you were ducking or gone, and we've been running in the streets ever since like junior high school. We was living like fools, with nothing to lose. My truth, my homie, it's your friendships I cherish. And I know that you can feel this, cause these are more than lyrics. I tear this from my heart, to the pen, to the pad. From my lips, to the mic, cause I'm down, to the end. My friend, I'll tell you now, cause I might not get this chance later. So I dedicate this to y'all, as my house, a homie's friend. For my homies that I was raised with, in the years, not just days with. The ones that I get played with, who stay down when I'm crazy. Where's my homie?
Where you at? Where you at?
Where's my homie?
Where you at, Joe?
It's for my homies that I was raised with, spent years, not just days with. The ones that I get played with, who stay down when times were crazy. Where's my homie?
Where you at? Where you at?
Where's my homie?
Where you at, Joe?
There's something about a homie that's closer than a friend. There's something about a homie. You'll do time for that you would die for. Here goes my dedication. Crazy times, affiliation. First and second generation. Occupation, paper chasing. Yo, we tracing back the years. Through blood, sweat, and tears. So many of us who ain't here. We used to pour out our beer. We share love just like we family. Cause we tight just like we brothers. We look out for each other's mothers. And our significant others. In the summer 93, we lost our homeboy and me. Suicidal tendencies. Brightest tragedy, and it is something to me where I ain't ever been the same. It's like we all took on his pain. I hear his demons call my name. There's 408 ways to die, but only one to be saved. The preacher man told me to pray to make these demons go away. So I raise my hands to the sky as a sign of surrendering, and I lift your name on high because it's me, your deliverer, forgiving me of my sins and my dirty deeds. Lord, you set me free, but don't forget my homie. I was raised with, for the years, not just days with, the ones that I get placed with, who stay down when times are crazy. Where's my home?
like the devil gets my tongue. So sometimes it gets hard, so I put my thoughts to song. But the homies on my mind, and I know I can't come wrong, because the Lord will always shine. And even right now, more than ever, I still die for you. And to my brother K, I'm down from the womb to the tomb. Everything that we've been through, some of us shouldn't be alive. From the robbins to the shootings to the stabbings to the fights, in all them crazy nights, God still was by our side. Even when some of us should have died, He still spared our lives. And that's the reason why I choose this life to be saved. So I pray, don't let the devil take my buzz away. Every day I ask the Lord to take a hold of your heart. Each other's all we got, so till death do us part. This is for my homies that I was raised with, spent years, not just days with. The ones that I get blamed with, who stay down when times are crazy. Where's my homie?
Where you at? Where you at?
Where's my homie?
Where you at, Joe?
This is for my homies that I was raised with, spent years, not just days with. The ones that I get blamed with, who stay down when times are crazy. Where's my homie?
Where you at? Where you at?
Where's my
Rebecca Versatile Radio. What's up, everybody?
On Versatile Radio. In freestyle paradise. Searching.
Yeah. Welcome back to Versatile Radio.
Thank you. Hey, we're on Versatile. What's up, everybody? You still out there?
Yeah, we got Bernadette on the line here. We got about 20 minutes left of the show. Pretty much Versatile Radio, we just keep it versatile, and we freestyle our show. So, if something comes at us and, it's a last-minute type of a thing and Versatile Radio feels like, hey, we need to bring this live, then so be it. That is what we do here at Versatile Radio. We also, we do have quite a few artists, bigger artists lined up to come on to the show. We are actually super busy in the background doing a whole lot of things, so we might not get to schedule any of the bigger artists until about another week or so. But we do have some good stuff coming up on the West Coast, on the East Coast, and we got some Italy stuff and some Brazilian artists and events that we are going to actually be announcing and promoting. Bernadette, are you there? Can you guys hear me okay, Ariana?
I hear you.
Yeah, I can.
All right, good. Actually, Bernadette is going to go ahead and announce this next segment right here. We're going to have a little something special from Ariana. Go ahead, Bern.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Ariana wanted to give a testimony. You guys can hear her out.
Well, that's more of a praise report.
Let's do this.
Do I talk?
Go ahead. You're live.
Sorry, I'm nervous.
That's okay. You're only live on video chat, but don't be nervous. No, just kidding.
If you're in the Downey, Beaumont area, Yucaipa, Redlands, Moreno Valley, there's a church out here, New Creation. It's called New Creation Church. If you're looking for a home church, go ahead. You're welcome. Everybody's welcome to come. We got a lot of awesome things going on right now with the youth. We have warehouse Sunday nights. Basically, it's a big building, so you packed out with youth, young adults, just on fire for God and having a great time just worshiping. And it's really fun. It's more like a club for all.
Oh, wow. Like an underground Christian event, huh?
Exactly, yeah. We have artists all the time coming and Christian artists that are, famous and ones that are underground that are not famous yet, and they're out there and there's seeds going on, and I just want to talk about...
Like, Versatile radio event. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and let you. I want to personally bring this in. You have an awesome testimony, Ariana, and I want you to go ahead and briefly give that to us right now.
A few things that went on in my life was growing up in shelters for I think about 4 or 5 years with my mother, and I had to go through a lot growing up in San Diego and streets, and I was molested as a child for many years, and the enemy came and told me that I wasn't clean, and the enemy came to bring me down and tell me that I had to hate men, that men were the enemy, and in my life I found myself believing that I was gay, but the Lord came and showed me, He created me, He had a plan for me, and He set me free, and He gave me forgiveness, and I was able to move forward. And, I never wanted to get married. I never wanted to have kids. Now I have a wonderful husband, 2 kids. I'm an awesome mom. And, there's a lot more events that happen in my life that I can share, but I know that's one of them is, there are a lot of girls out there. They're hurt right now. They have a lot of rejection in their life, but, I just want to let everybody know out there that God loves you no matter what. Whether you're the best Christian you can be, whether you're just down in the deepest pit you can be in, God loves us all the same. He loves us. We're all His favorite ones. And, He created you. You're a new creation, and you don't have to be in that old life. You don't have to be down in the pit. He has blessings for your life. And I know He blessed me to get over a lot of it. One thing I struggled with was actually cutting. I used to cut a lot, my legs, my arms, and I've been at the point where I almost killed myself. I was suicidal, and God opened my eyes and showed me that I didn't have to be that way anymore, that I didn't have to run
Let me, can I just stop you right quick, and I don't, I know that's kind of really bad in the middle of a testimony, but only because I don't know when we will get this opportunity again. Me, I personally know so many cutters, okay?
Yeah.
I actually was speaking to somebody in the industry, in the music industry, that was very closely involved with a cutter, and this individual is actually he's pretty famous. He's an artist, and there's people that don't understand why individuals do cut. Can you just like real quick tell us why you were cutting?
Personally, for me, some people do it for attention, whereas for me, I hate it, and it's kind of a spiritual attack, and it becomes an addiction, just like drugs do.
Right.
It's kind of,
exactly.
You get a high from it, but what you don't realize is that it's you become immune to it, and that's how people actually end up putting their rest and dying, and they don't really want to die. You're just trying to relieve. You're trying to find a relief for the pain because you feel like, you can't handle that emotional pain, but, God will come and show you, that you don't need anything but Him. He's here. He already bared it on the cross, and He took it for you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to touch yourself. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah. Amen. So just real quick, I want you to say something to anybody that has somebody close to them in their lives that is a cutter and that doesn't understand it.
I would say, keep your eyes open, have a Holy Spirit, just I pray that the Holy Spirit will show you that, if that's going on and you don't know it or that you think it's not a big deal, to be there for your life who needs that, because you don't realize is they're hiding and they really need somebody there for them. They not to judge them and say something's wrong with you, but to love on them, to completely love on them and help them find out why they're doing that, the root of it, and to be able to get over that. And it's a constant battle I still have to fight. I have my kids and I don't do it anymore because of that, but I still pop up. And I have to remember that, I'm set free and that whoever is going through that can be set free. But don't ignore it. Absolutely don't think that it's not
you know, something that is a big deal. Even if it is for attention or something that's little, it's still a big deal.
Okay. Eric or Bernadette, anything you want to say real quick while we have her interrupted on her testimony?
I just wanted to say that I don't think I've met you, but you just sound like a beautiful person, and I know where you're coming from, not cutting wise, but like just with addictions and how you feel with the pain and something to cover the pain, and I respect where you're at in your life right now. You know, you sound like you know, completely know the Lord and you're in a good spot, and I always respect that because I know how hard it is to come up off the street, and I respect you for that.
All right. Eric?
Yes.
Okay, are you still with us?
Still with you.
All right. Anything you want to elaborate on?
No, I'm fine.
All right, cool. Go ahead. Let you, and like I said, I apologize. I don't like to interrupt anybody's testimony. It's just that the opportunity, and I don't know when it's going to come again. So go ahead and continue where you left off, if you can remember.
Well, I can just sum it up and say that, you know, once God came into my life, he did change me. You know, it wasn't about me changing in the first place. He wanted me where I was, you know, exactly where I was. And he, you know, I strive to be more Christ-like because he loved me first and because I know it's what's good for me. If I'm going to do what I want to do, I know I'm going to bring myself down. And but it doesn't matter because I know Christ loves me no matter what, and he loves you guys. And, you know, I knew once I found God, I was free. But you have to step and walk in that freedom every day. And that's what we strive to do every day. And more than anything is to go out there and love on our brothers and sisters in Christ. We're all family, and we all need each other. And there's no judgment at all, and there's no condemnation. And, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah, one love.
That's it, yeah. And,
right?
God is just so good. He changed my life. I'm blessed. I know we're all going to be together in eternity, forever, happy, you know, but it's up to us how we want to live our life now. If we want to live in that freedom and joy and, you know, just, I would say get plugged in next in your church, wherever's near, and, you know, encourage people and get a hold of the grace message because that's what it's about.
Right.
Amen, mija. Yeah, yeah.
Make sure you pass that message on.
All right.
Bernadette. Yeah.
Anything you want to say? We got about 10 minutes left of the show. I want to thank everybody that was on the show this evening and anybody, all of our listeners that are tuned in. Once again, I want to remind you that we do, we have three apps, phone apps that are available right now via Versatile Radio. We are actually going to be posting our website during the weekend and some other big things that are coming up ahead for Versatile Radio. We have a big tripolar project right now that we're working on, and some other big artists that are going to be joining the show. Anybody out there that know any positive artists, because that's all we promote here at Versatile Radio is positivity, feel more than welcome to get at us, any of us hosts, via either Facebook or here on the Versatile Radio page. You know, our big motto right here is don't hate, collaborate. And it's all about the one love. So, Bernadette, anything that you want to elaborate on right quick before we go ahead and play this song and end the show?
Hello, Bernadette, you out there?
Okay, I think we might have lost her, but Ariana, we thank you. Once again, we're going to have you back on the show. As I mentioned earlier, we're you know, trying to work something out with Victor Outreach and the gang so that we could get this Real Talk and Girls Talk broadcasted live worldwide on Versatile Radio. And we just want to, you know, once again, just say thank you, mija. And we hope you continue to join us, okay?
Okay.
Take care.
Let's talk radio. We'll be right back.
Know you think you're having fun. The party feels so right. But there's one thing we've got to say before we leave tonight. So what will you do? Riding high, and you're looking fine, and life seems out of sight. But without that beer, and without those drugs, things wouldn't be so right. Jesus came to free you from a life of toil and I'd like to see you let the Savior in. So what will you do when the party's over? So what will you do when the party's over?
Listen.
You're young, you got time. The Bible's just not your thing. A few more years won't matter much. You're gonna give your life a flame. What if Jesus comes back to take his church away? Something happens. Do you know if you'll be saved?
So what will you do when the party's over? What will you do when the party's over?
Yeah, we're going to welcome back, Rosario. We're going to go ahead and say goodnight to everybody. Once again, thank you, Ariana, Mr. Mr. Bush. Are you there?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming, girls.
Mr.
Thank
Smooth.
You.
Hey, your name shouldn't be Mr. Bush. It should be Mr. Smooth. Ariana, I want to, because I don't think you ever had the opportunity, but right before last year sometime, before we actually ran into Mr. Bush here at Versatile Radio, he had just released a song, correct?
Uh-huh.
It was And when I met up with him and I got the video, the DVD of that, we, you know, I was bumping it at the pad, and you're like, hey, I watched that video. What was the name of the song? Doze It. That's a Doze It man right there.
Doze It, baby.
Yeah. So that's your Doze It man right there. And yeah, we do play some of his songs randomly right here at Versatile Radio. We're gonna go ahead and close the show tonight with one of Tripolar's newest tracks that we we're actually doing, you know, some collaboration on with him, and this track right here is just it's just amazing, and you know, we want to, you know, once again thank everybody that was on the show tonight, Victor Outreach, Danny, Bernadette, Carlos, Mr. Trejos, Ariana, anybody that was listening, you know, if you have any ideas or any, if you're involved in any type of ministry or association or organization that you would like for Versatile Radio to help you promote, you can go ahead and fill out the forms, which will be found on our Versatile Radio application. You can fill out the form that will automatically be submitted straight to the Versatile Radio crew, and we will look it over, take it into consideration, and get you on the show right here with any of your events.
Where's that form?
It's actually available right now on our applications. You know, we have an Android app right now. Actually, we have three of them. We're going to go ahead and let all three of them run for the remainder of this month. And whichever one works out best for us, and we agree that it is the best platform for doing business here at Versatile Radio, we are going to go ahead and continue with that app along with the website, which is currently under construction. The form is available. It's pretty detailed as far as what we need to know here at Versatile Radio. Getting you guys on the show. We don't hate, we collaborate. It's all about one love right here at Versatile Radio. And anything positive, but bring it.
Awesome.
Did you hear me?
Yes, that's awesome.
We got an event actually coming up at the Vibe. This is gonna be I believe it is next weekend. Eric, it's Angel Baby's next event.
Right, May, and, it's going to be May 3rd.
It's the next one in April, and I believe it's the Spinners, I believe. Something Spinners. Anyways, the Vibe right here in Riverside and University, Mr. Angel Baby of 88.3 KUCR. FM radio. If you guys like oldies, I'm sure you know who he is. He's at the Vibe once a month. I believe it's the second Saturday of every month, and he has a whole lot of good artists that he brings in there. So yeah, but we want to say good night to you, Ariana. Anything else that you would like to say?
God bless you all.
Thank you.
God bless you all. Hey, you know what? I just want to real quick. Is your husband available?
No, sorry. He's sleeping.
Not like that. Can he get on the phone?
He's looking forward to sharing his testimony along with some other really good artists, Christian artists that we have at our church.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to have them fill out the applications with their music, their CDs to promote, and then to come share their testimony one night. So.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Yeah. And here we go. Right here, we're going to go ahead and end the show. This right here is Tripolar TC Productions, Live to Tell Music, and this song's going to hit hard, y'all. You guys are getting the raw version right now. One love.
Yeah. It's Tripolar. Never.
kind of my devil. Now it's in your face, face with a grown man. Getting all the haters in the face, saying, oh, damn. Oh, man, you should have bring it right back. Late the game, never changed, do it like that. Yup, so I've been rolling through the Northwest. Keeping all the homies with me, phonies never call back. I've been thinking this the way you really want this. Play me like a Philly, do you feel me with that raw shit? Burning all day, in this wrong way. Rectify the vibe and let the song play. Drop all the bringing game in the hallway. Exposing all the lanes, speaking flames, do it all day. Got all the haters in the crowd saying, oh, damn. Even got your mama dancing, oh, damn. That's a program, got the whole 503 saying, oh, damn. Wow, damn, you see, homie, let's go. Let the records be and show them how the rest flow. Come to wreck in the flesh until we're let off. Make them stretch till they wreck or their breath stop. No, no, won't be messing with drop. Bust them all if you're ready to die. Come with me and I'll make sure you don't need anything, cause anything we gon' be. Think about it, we speak about it, oh, damn. We can flow, she can show, so the hoes damn. For the fans, why I do it? I'm all in. Take my chance, fly through it cause I'm balling. Never stalling when it comes to the top beat. Kept it calm, the trees be falling nightly. They wanna be me, maybe even all in. That's how you know when your mama goes, oh,